Theerian bacteria discovered in Antarctica. The world's first discovery opens the new possibilities for ET. There's no author associated with this. However, this is an article in the Cosmos magazine, the autumn edition for this year, Autumn Australia. Bacteria in the frozen west of Antarctica can survive on air alone, rather than relying on sources that power other life on Earth, photosynthesis, sugar, geothermal energy. They split hydrogen for energy and fix carbon from carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. The world's first discovery that bacteria are capable of such a feat was reported in Nature by a team of Australian and New Zealand researchers. The finding opens up the possibility of atmospheric gases supporting life on other planets, says the team member of microbiologist Belinda Ferrer of the University of New South Wales. The Antarctic's interior deserts are the most barren places on Earth. Zero vegetation, prolonged periods of darkness and searing ultraviolet radiation, and cycles of freezing and thawing that can rot the very stones that made the deserts particularly inclement locations for life. Scientists have known since 2000 by testing the DNA fragments that microbial communities somehow survive in the soil. But how was a mystery, said Ferrari. This time round, Ferrari and her colleagues used metagenomic techniques to put those DNA fragments together and discover their genetic secrets. They collected DNA from two eastern Antarctic sites, one near Cassie Station in Wilkes Islands and the other a few hundred kilometres from Davis Station in Princess Elizabeth Island. The DNA fragments were pieced together like jigsaw puzzles to reveal a near-complete genomes of 23 individual microbial species, including and Acinetobacter, as well as two previously unknown bacteria phyla. The name WPS2 and AD3. By peering at the individual genes of those newly identified bacteria, the researchers found two big clues that they had stumbled onto a new form of life chemistry dubbed trace gas carbon fixation. One was the gene for the enzyme called high-affinity hydrogenase. It's capable of pulling the trace amounts of hydrogen from the atmosphere and splitting the molecule to produce energy. The other is a set of genes for a weird form of rubisco, enzyme complex usually involved in photosynthesis. But not here. The weird rubisco used hydrogen to drive carbon fixation. The carbon was sucked in by the enzymes, which binds trace amounts of carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide, fixing them into carbon compounds. Ferrer notes that they did not detect any genes for true photosynthesis. No trace gas carbon fixation is the main game for this extreme community. It looks like a process capable of feeding a whole web of life.